In the name of the God of the universe, whose blessings are profound, whose kindness is everlasting. We are exploring the understanding of whether it was Isaac or Ishmael who was offered by Abraham for sacrifice, as has been mentioned in the Bible. And we are understanding the outcome of the research conducted by Mr. Abdul Sattar Ghori in his book, Isaac or Ishmael, the only son offered for sacrifice. There is a brief chapter that the author mentions with the title, The Tradition of Offering the First Fruit or the Firstborn Son. And there are a number of points that the author attempts to bring forth in this chapter. What he mentions is that the early legislation of Old Testament law mentions the sacrifice of the firstborn in Exodus chapter 29 and 30. And what we find is that it says, you must give me, that is, God is saying to the children of Israel, that you must give me the firstborn of your sons. Do the same with your cattle and your sheep. The author goes on to mention that the firstborn, according to the Bible, must get double the share of property, even if he is from the wife that the man whose property is to be distributed hates. This is mentioned in Book of Deuteronomy in the chapters 15 to 17. In other words, if a man had two wives and one of them he loved and the other he hated, and the firstborn child was from the wife who was hated, the man cannot take away the right of that child simply because his mother was the one that he hated. And the child, for being privileged to be the firstborn, according to the Bible, had to be given the privilege of getting double the share of the property that he would bequeath. The author goes on to mention that it is Bible's persistent evidence that both Ishmael and Isaac were Abraham's legitimate sons. Nowhere in the Bible there is a mention of any possibility or a hint that Ishmael was not a legitimate son of Abraham. The next point that he mentions is that while Ishmael always enjoyed the status of being the firstborn child of Abraham during Abraham's lifetime, Isaac never enjoyed that status. In other words, Ishmael was born first, and 14 years later, Isaac was born. And Abraham died while both Ishmael and Isaac were alive. And therefore, the expression, your only son, could never had the possibility of fitting into the person of Isaac, because it could only have been possible if Ishmael would have died during the lifetime of Abraham, which didn't happen. The next point that the author mentions is that the true test that God wanted to subject Abraham to could have taken place only when Ishmael was young and helpful and Sarah, the first wife of Abraham, was as yet barren. That is, God wanted to test the sincerity of Abraham. That sincerity could not have been tested had he not been asked to sacrifice his only son, who was born when Abraham was most certainly very old, and the other wife, the first wife, was still barren, and there was no possibility of any new child emerging from either of the two wives. Even with two sons, the elder's sacrifice, the author says, would have made more sense because it was the eldest son who participated more, who was the one who was more active, and he had attained an age wherein a father benefits from his son. The next point that the author brings forth is that in an eloquent presentation of a text, you would not feel comfortable with the mention of Isaac, the manner it has been done in chapter 22 of the book of Genesis. Because what he says is that when the text says that your son, your only son, needs to be sacrificed, then the expression "your only son" has already reached the climax of emphasis. And there could have been nothing else that could be added to this expression to further emphasize and strengthen the point. And therefore, the mention of Isaac seems to be misplaced. It makes the presentation unimpressive. When the Almighty has already said that, "Oh Abraham, you go and sacrifice your son, your only son," then what was needed to be mentioned to make home the point was already done. And the mention of Isaac seems to be a simple interpolation, insertion from the outside, which although has been practically, physically inserted in the text, yet a discerning, intelligent reader who has the taste for literary writings would know that the word, the expression Isaac, is simply not justifying its position in the text if it is looked at from the point of view of the literary beauty of the text. And most certainly, Bible, book of Genesis, being the word of God, has to attain the level of literary excellence which the words of God duly deserve. May God Almighty enable us to understand what is correct and what is true. And may He enable us to open our hearts for what is right and what makes sense.